Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Just a few days ago, the Port Authority announced the death of a fourth employee from COVID. .400 positive tests, four deaths. Man, I got to be honest, man. I was, I shed some tears. I was at the, home of Patrick Hazlitt's family when he died. Young driver, in his 30s, with small children. Wife, new home, dead from COVID. You know, and I say this because now you have four Port Authority drivers dead, 400 positive tests, COVID. Where's their damn vaccine, man? No, really. You could argue that their union leader could say, hey, we've had enough, man. We're not driving. We're dying here. Could you not argue that? Look, man, if the teachers can say, I ain't going back to school until I have both vaccines, why can't the Port Authority, why wouldn't Port Authority drivers say, hell with this, man, we're dying? Hey, man, I dig driving a bus, and I'm glad I can serve the public this way, but it's hell without the COVID. It's one of the most difficult jobs on earth. They get their butts kicked. They get sworn at, punched, stabbed, spit on, harassed, abused. Now they die. So in the context of the teacher saying, hey, man, I'm not going back to school. I'm not going to teach unless I get the vaccine, both of them. Why wouldn't the Port Authorities? Why wouldn't they, man? Why wouldn't Port Authority drivers get the vaccine? They're face-to-face with hundreds of people. Closer than students would be to their teachers. Closer than 6 feet for sure. Have you been on a bus? So again, I don't hear them complaining. And I was at this young man's house, man, and it was bad. Think about it, man. Guy's in his 30s. Little kids, man. New house. Dead. COVID. I had to snag Mike this morning. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, Maury. How are you?
Well, truth be told, you're not so good, right? You work at Port Authority.
I do.
And tell our listeners your position here. My argument is, why the hell wouldn't you get vaccines? I mean, your fellow workers are dying and getting sick as hell, right?
They are getting sick, Marty, but I want to make it clear. In no way do I want to jump ahead of anybody. I'm not asking to jump ahead of the teachers. Right. My kids are going to school 4 days a week, thankfully. They're doing a fantastic job at Charters Valley. Just some kind of something to be set up for the drivers to, we're 1B, but what the union's telling us is that the state is just saying that that is just drivers, not including maintenance people.
Oh. So you could be months away, from a vaccine.
Possibly. Yeah. Possibly.
That's frustrating as hell, Mike, is it not?
Oh, absolutely, Marty. No doubt about it.
So how do you respond to the politics of this, that the yelling and screaming? And again, Mike has said from the moment we started communicating, hey, man, we don't want to jump the line. I don't want to jump the line, but we got four dead employees. We got 400 with COVID. Something has to be done. Does it not, Mike?
It would be fantastic if there was some kind of plan, some kind of date, if they would say, hey, look, you guys are 1B. You're going to be on March 20th.
I agree.
That would be fantastic if the state would just let us know. We really don't know. And like I said, in no way am I saying, hey, look, make us 1A.
Right.
We're 1B. Now, I'm probably later on, but that's fine. And the same thing with the grocery store workers and stuff like that. I mean, I thank them every single time that I go to the grocery
same.
Store. Thank you. Thank you for, you know, being here. But that's really the bottom line. It is, we need something, you know. And to be fair to Port Authority, management has really stepped up as far as the cleaning.
Right.
And the facilities, they've
right.
hired more people to clean. They have done a fantastic job, so I don't want to scare any of your listeners as far as thinking it's a dangerous thing to ride on the bus. Buses and trolleys and everything are clean every single day.
But what you're saying is, give us a shot at the vaccine. Give us a schedule. Let me know when, man.
That's all. And let it be all of transit workers, not just... I'm not saying but the maintenance workers, they clean it every single day. They clean the facilities, and they're not even including them.
Is there anxiety among workers that they could get this and die?
Oh, absolutely. I think there's anxiety with everybody right now out there that they could, you know, possibly die from it. And, you know, wearing a mask and washing hands and this sanitizer. And like I said, the Port Authority's provided all of that stuff, which is great. It's just a matter of, you know, first the 1A's were the doctors and the nurses, which, hey, I'm all for it.
Right.
Then they add the 1A to people that smoke. And it just seems like people keep getting added. But like I said, I'm fine with the teachers getting it. I really am. I'm not trying to say, hey, look at us, not them.
Yeah, but let me say this, Mike, and I love you, and I love how you present this. It's all in. But here's my deal. I could argue, if I'm your boss, your union boss, hey, my boys are dying. My ladies are dying. We got 400 positive cases and four dead. You got to help us or we're going to walk. You could hear that argument. And are there any rumblings of that? The folks are afraid to come to work?
No, I haven't heard any rumblings
nice.
On that. You know, our operators and maintenance personnel understand that we are essential workers and we provide a valuable service to the public.
You do. And as essential workers, you should get the damn vaccine, man, ASAP.
That would be fantastic.
If you were offered it today, jump in the line, would you take it?
Myself personally?
Yes, sir.
I would rather a driver or maintenance person get it before me.
Your wife would make you take it, man.
She probably would, yes.
Mine's making me take it, brother.
And Mike, you should.
Mike,
you
it's should. A great argument. I love how you presented it. Nothing but class. If I can help you in any way, please let me know, all right?
All right. Thank you, Marty.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.